There you are, Kendall. My gun. A 38. It hasn't been fired in anger for years. Not since I left the Middle East. Well, say something, Kendall. Oh, my dear fellow, you don't mean that Lee Blake was killed by a 38, do you? Oh, I see. You do mean that. But how very interesting.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
Look here, Kendall. We both know I didn't care for Blake. We had a quarrel with him in the dining lounge only this evening. But I would never shoot anyone in the back. Not even an American.
At no stage did Major Challoner offer anything like a reasonable explanation for his movements at the time Blake had been murdered. But in spite of that, there was a quality about him that seemed to preclude murder. I'd come to his cabin pretty sure in my own mind that he might, after all, be the criminal for whom I was searching. But the moment one talked with him, it seemed impossible. In spite of the fact that I held his gun, a 38. But one look at the beautifully kept weapon was enough to indicate that even if Major Challoner had killed Blake, it hadn't been with this gun. The weapon was wrapped in a chamois, and the barrel and chambers were smeared with fine oil. It was almost midnight on the 10th day out from Sydney, bound for Papeete to bunker, and then through the Panama to Jamaica. Lee Blake had been killed between 10:45 and 11 p.m. And an hour later, I still had no idea where to start searching.
Do I assume myself to be under arrest, Kendall?
You were in your cabin when you heard the shots.
Yes. And this time I have positive proof of that fact. My daughter was with me. It's really rather amusing in a morbid kind of way. When we heard the shots, she was assuring me that she would continue to see Lee Blake as often as she wished.
And didn't she make a move to find out what the trouble was?
Oh, she wanted to. However, I persuaded her that it was probably you making your advertised arrest.
You couldn't have told me this when I first came in. Saved me valuable time.
Well, isn't it the job of an Interpol agent to ask the questions and mine to provide the answers? But you can check with Sharon if you wish. She'll be back in a moment.
You had another reason to kill Blake. You realize that?
No.
He was killed in mistake for me.
Poor fellow. And Kendall, he didn't, or rather wasn't, able to tell you the killer's identity.
How do you know that?
But if he had, you wouldn't be here bothering me. Come in.
Father, it's Lee. He's been killed.
Who told you that?
Doesn't matter who told me, Mr. Kendall. But if you must know, it was one of the seamen, a man named Jones, I think. He said it was a pity it hadn't been you.
Trust him to find out.
Now, I know you're upset, Sharon. But would you mind telling Mr. Kendall here what we were doing at the time we heard the shots?
Doing? Why, we were talking.
About Lee Blake, as I remember.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you, Miss Challoner.
Mr. Kendall here felt that I might have been responsible, Sharon. I'm afraid you've disappointed
him. Now listen, Major Challoner, you've had your fun. You seem to think that it's all one heck of a joke. But remember this, for all I know, you may be the next one on the killer's list, and try laughing at that.
I'll have my gun back if you don't mind.
Did you hear what I said?
I did. That's why I want my gun back. I think it's time it was loaded, don't you?
Who did it, Mr. Kendall? Who was it?
He has no idea, Sharon. Just as he has no idea who killed Slavin or Miller. It begins to look as though if we're to reach Jamaica, we'd better protect ourselves.
Good night, Miss Challoner.
You know, Kendall, that plan of yours reminds me of certain military maneuvers. They succeed when it's decorated. But if they fail, a court-martial often follows. Tell me, did Did they court-martial policemen?
I assure you, Mr. Kendall, that I was in my cabin. Then when I heard the shots, well, naturally I went to investigate. Do you mind? I'm awfully tired, Mr. Kendall.
You possess a gun, Tuco.
Me? Oh, really? I can't bear them.
I know you hate knives, too. Maybe you hate them both just enough to use them awfully well. I know it's late, Tuco, but it's never going to be late again for Lee. Try and remember that. Now, exactly where were you when you heard the shots?
I told you. Here in my cabin.
What part of your cabin?
Well, my bunk. I was asleep and the shots woke me. I was naturally perturbed.
But you still went to investigate.
We are all curious, Mr. Kendall. All of us. When my first wife died, I found myself thinking that after all, I hadn't been so very unkind. She was enjoying an experience that awaits all of us. I only hastened it slightly.
Now listen to me, Tuker. I've heard enough of your cleverness. Just answer my questions.
Oh, very well.
Did anyone know you were in your cabin?
Why should they? I'm not like some people on this ship, Mr. Kendall.
And just what does that mean?
We all know what Miss Fedoroff is.
I never heard of Ilona Fedoroff using poison.
Women use the subtlest poison of all. Themselves, Mr. Kendall.
So you haven't got a witness?
No, but I was here. I was asleep. I was dreaming of my dear Martha, if you must know.
Do you mind if I search your cabin?
At this hour, Mr. Kendall.
Perhaps you hate the thought of being found out to be a murderer more than you hate guns and knives, Tuco. Do I go ahead?
Of course. But you won't find anything.
I hope not.
Poor Mr. Blake. Such a nice young man. So polite. Even to me. You know, you're like all policemen, Mr. Kendall. Just because I happen to have one conviction, you assume I should have another.
Just keep quiet, Tuker. So, you don't like guns?
Oh, that.
A 38 caliber. Well?
I haven't the slightest idea what it's doing there, I assure you.
This time, Tuca, even jumping overboard wouldn't make me suspect you any less. Start explaining. I've got all night, if need be.
Well, you see, what with all the trouble we've had, I felt it was best to take precautions. I felt that... what's the use?
Well?
I might just as well admit it. I killed him.
You...
That's what you want, isn't it? I poisoned my first wife. I spent 15 years in prison for it. Might just as well go back to prison. Then you'll all be satisfied, all of you.
Listen, Tuca.
I killed him. I sneaked into your cabin and I killed him.
When you fired, was he facing you?
Yes, yes, he was.
And how many shots did you fire?
Does it matter? I killed him. I killed him. You've got your man, Mr. Kendall. Go on, arrest me. Go on, arrest me. I've been expecting this ever since I stepped aboard. Now it's come. I'm glad it's come. I killed Miller and Slavin and I... Oh...
Blake was shot in the back, Tuker. I didn't come into your cabin to pin a murder charge on you. The way you're behaving, I almost wish I could.
They all despise me. You as well. You might just as well arrest me. I can tell just the way they look at me. That Major Challoner...
Tuker, shut up. So you're that scared, eh?
I am scared, of course. Well, who wouldn't be?
And you imagine if I arrest you, you'll be at least safe. Is that it? It doesn't matter a hoot to you that someone else might get a knife or a bullet. All you're thinking of is your share of the Ferryman million. Well, it won't work, Tuke.
Mr. Kendall, listen.
I want the truth, Tuke. This gun, have you ever used it?
Never, Mr. Kendall. I wouldn't know how it worked. My wife was so worried about my safety, you see, that I brought it along just to please her.
Have you any ammunition for it?
None at all.
Good night, Tuke.
But, Mr. Kendall, I...
Better lock this, Tuke. I wouldn't like anything to happen to you.
Stop engines.
Stop engines, sir.
A beautiful morning, Kendall, with a cloud in the sky.
Maybe not in your sky, Skipper.
I went ahead of schedule. Boat drill, Kendall.
Listen, Skipper, I'm anxious to get to Papeete, too.
I'd like to get there also, but boat drill, it's overdue. And it's just the morning for it. Quartermaster, tell Harris and the bosun. Have the port side boats cleared away.
Right, Captain.
Oh, and Quartermaster, tell Harris to inform the passengers. Boat deck on the double, wearing life preservers.
Okay, skipper.
You know, Kendall, Harris might be right. Aye, aye, sir, does sound better.
What's on your mind, skipper?
My ship. And more importantly, my crew. You say you questioned all the passengers? You're sure none of them had a hand in it?
Positive.
Yeah. That means that I was wrong from the first.
Captain Goddard, sir. Oh, I'm sorry to trouble you, but...
Well, Sparks, what is it this time? We're running into a typhoon?
No, sir. It's a message from Mr. Kendall. It's from London, sir.
Oh, thanks, Sparks.
Well, Kendall, what does it say?
It's from Colonel Hacking, sir.
Oh?
Listen. Kendall, my boy, have apprehended murderer of Peter Slavin. Stop. Killed in waterfront brawl. Stop. Obviously no connection with Wherryman affair. Stop. If you wish, leave Tangmar at Papeete. Stop. This time I was wrong. Yours cordially, Hacking.
So there are two murderers.
That's right, Skipper, two. And one of them's been found. But where do I find the other? The Tangmar must have looked like that line from the Ancient Mariner, a painted ship upon a painted ocean, as the boats were lowered away for drill. Peter Slavin had not been killed by the murderer we had aboard. Then why was it that death still shared with us this passage of the Tangmar?